This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 116 for Monday, October 24th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mixed Monday, with losses in the nearby November contract and gains in the more deferred months in choppy trade. The November contract down $6.10 at $892.80 per ton as participants exit the front month ahead of its expiry. The more active contracts all higher, January up 90 cents at the final bell at $881.40. Losses in Chicago soybeans did account for some spillover selling pressure in the canola market, but a firm tone in soy oil was supportive. There were no changes for canola in updated supply-demand estimates from Agriculture Canada, with ending stocks for this marketing year left at 500,000 tons. With the canola harvest wrapped up across most of the prairies, seasonal harvest pressure is subsiding. Historically wide crush margins and supportive chart signals also helped underpin the futures. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower, with only soy oil holding on to gains. Soybeans were pressured by the advancing harvest, with the January contract down 23 cents at $13.81 per bushel. Conditions remain relatively favorable for good harvest progress across the Midwest, with the influx of deliveries off the combine weighing on prices. The persistent issues moving grain along the Mississippi River due to low water levels are causing backlogs in the system, and that's also weighing on prices. However, good export demand should remain supportive. Weekly U.S. soybean exports came in at 2.9 million tons. That was well ahead of the five-year average for the week. Corn, also pressured by the advancing harvest and Mississippi backlogs today. The December contract down 2¾ cents at 681.5. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections of 470,000 tons were up slightly from the previous week, but off what moved during the same week a year ago. France's corn crop was 92% harvested, well ahead of the 30% pace at this time a year ago. In Brazil, their next corn crop is forecast at 25.2 million tons. That'd be up by 15% on the year. The larger second crop is pegged at 87.8 million tons, up by 3.4 million on the year. Wheat futures, they're down across the board. Minneapolis down 4 cents in the December contract at $9.58 per bushel. Kansas City down 10 cents in December at $9.38 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 12 cents in December at $8.38¾. Shifting sentiment on Ukrainian grain exports remains at the forefront of the wheat market, with the movement through the Black Sea still facing some question marks. Dryness in Argentina and flooding in Australia were also being followed closely as the adverse weather cuts into the production prospects there. Let's look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, October 24th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.